Hey, this is Leo for ashlaws.org. And in this episode, I'm going to speak about the 27 qualities of all successful people. So the other day I started thinking, what are the common patterns and characteristics of people who are very successful in life? One of my personal hobbies is to study success, and I've studied a lot of psychology material, but also biographies and histories where I just sit down and I dissect people from the last several thousand years of human history, and I take a look at what ticked in their life, like what went on behind the scenes, how did it actually work? How do they get to some of these amazing positions that they were able to get to, whether it's an artist or a performer or an actor or a political leader or a business person, an entrepreneur or whoever. And so I came up with the following list of 27 characteristics, which I think is quite accurate because basically what I did is I kind of cross-referenced a lot of stuff that I've read over the last many years. And I want to present that to you here. And if you're someone who's been struggling with success or who wants to really make it big in life, then these are the points that you want to be really mindful of going forward, making sure that you plug any holes that you have in this list. So here we go. These are in no particular order. I'm not saying that the first ones are the most important. Basically, I think they're all important. So the first is passion. Successful people are passionate people. Not only are they just passionate about what they do, which is kind of a cliche, you probably knew that already, but here's something that you might have not thought about before. I think that what's going on deep in someone's psychology, if they're successful, is that they're inspired on some level by life somewhere. Are you inspired by life? Maybe you're inspired by art, or by nature, or by music, or by writing, or by speaking, or by other examples of amazing people, or you're inspired by technology and science and human knowledge. Something about life has to inspire you. This is kind of a deeper point. Like, for example, I think about like an amazing mathematician. If you think about an amazing mathematician, the reason he's amazing is not just because he's good at math. That's a mediocre mathematician. Anyone can just be good at math. An amazing mathematician loves math. He doesn't just love math. He's not just passionate about it. Something in math inspires him on an almost spiritual level. And I think that this is true across the board with successful people. Another characteristic is that they're hardworking. Very, very hardworking. Abnormally hardworking. Mediocre people, which is the opposite of a successful person, is a mediocre person. These people are not hardworking. They're lazy, and they work 40 hours a week, and that's about it. They put in the bare minimum to get by. That's not the case with successful people. Successful people are obsessive about how they work. They're almost workaholics, and this can become a negative trait. Not all the characteristics I'm going to be listing here are all positive traits. Some of these can backfire on you, and you could take them to one extreme, where they become actually quite toxic. A lot of very successful people can't stop doing work. They can't stop. So this is kind of like one of their weaknesses. But it's also a very important strength because you're not going to get successful without massive amounts of hard work. Strong work ethic is absolutely necessary. Also, successful people are extremely persistent. Now, this is probably another cliche you've heard a lot. You know, be persistent. Persistence is important. But you don't really fathom the importance of persistence until you've actually tried to accomplish something big in your life. Something that had low odds of success. Like you try to become an actor, or you try to start a business. You try to do these things, then you see how easily and how often you fail. And how hard it is to keep working in the face of failure. Over and over again, you just fail again and again and again, and you just have to keep going if you want to be successful. Well, see, successful people have a high tolerance for failure. They don't take it personally. They don't get depressed about it. They just keep going forward, plowing forward every single time until they get to their goal. This is a very rare characteristic in people, which is why success is quite uncommon. Also, successful people are iconoclastic, which means that they're rule breakers. These people do not follow the rules of society, of the organization, of the family unit, or of the religious structure, whatever. This doesn't mean that they do illegal stuff, necessarily. It just means that they are kind of like flexible with the rules. They're able to skirt around the rules. They're able to bend the rules. They're able to think outside the box. And this is important, because to get stuff passed through the system requires thinking outside the box a lot. If you're thinking inside the box, then you just get the results of the mass, of the herd. And the herd doesn't really get extraordinary results. You wouldn't want to call them successful. You call them mediocre, more accurate. Also, this is kind of like a secondary point, but I put it as a whole independent characteristic here on the list is cleverness. I think successful people are abnormally clever than the bunch. And they're manipulative. They're good at manipulating situations and people to get what they want passed through. So maybe this person is good at manipulating a bureaucracy, manipulating a government system, manipulating their family, manipulating their friends, manipulating people in their company, you know, manipulating giant masses of crowds the way that politicians sometimes do. And manipulation could, of course, be bad. It doesn't necessarily have to be used towards evil. It could also be used towards good. So manipulation is kind of like a tool or tactic that can be used. It's an ability that people have. You know, some people are good manipulators. Other people are bad manipulators. If you're a bad manipulator, it's going to be hard for you to become successful. And if you're not very clever about how you do your manipulations, and if you're not very clever at thinking around obstacles and problems, then you're just going to hit an obstacle and it's going to look to you like it's just a giant brick wall. And you're not going to be clever enough to realize like, oh, I can walk around it, or I can dig my way under it, or I can bash my way through with a sledgehammer. See, that requires some cleverness. Very important, because you're going to have a lot of obstacles on your journey towards success. Another characteristic is creativity. Successful people are highly creative people. And I don't just mean here creativity in the artsy sense of like, oh, he's very imaginative and poetic. I don't mean creative in that sense, although that's a great attribute to have. I mean more in the more fundamental definition of creativity, meaning like you can create stuff. That's what it basically means. The ability to create. Not just in the arts, but anywhere, in business or anywhere else. Successful people are creative people. They create lots of stuff. And speaking of which, another point that goes along with this is that creative people generate massive value. What this means is they don't just impact tens of people or hundreds of people. They impact thousands or millions or even billions of people with their work, or with their ideas, or with their speeches, or with whatever. You need to generate massive quantities of value in today's world in order to become successful. Also, successful people have a training in technical skills. Strong training in technical skills. They're willing to train hard to develop their technical skills in whatever field they are trying to master and become successful at. This is a big obstacle for many people, because many people, they just assume that, oh, if I just put in my time, if I just go to work and I just kind of like punch the clock, then that's going to be enough to make me successful. And the truth is that it won't. What you need to do is something called deliberate practice, where you deliberately, methodically practice a certain set of skills over and over and over again until you master it finally. And this takes a lot of hard work, which most people are not willing to do. But successful people are, and they invest thousands of hours mastering the technical skills. What do I mean by technical skills? Well, if you're a computer programmer, it's the programming skills. If you're a speaker, it's speaking skills. If you're an actor, it's acting skills. If you're a secretariat's typing skills, you know, whatever. Every single career or field that you're going to be successful in has a certain set of technical skills that needs to be mastered to perfection. And that takes a lot of deliberate practice to do, which most people are not willing to do. Most people are mediocre because they have mediocre technical skills. Also, successful people value excellence above the mediocre people. They really want to do excellent work. They take pride in their work. They have this sense of being the best at what they do or doing something really exceptionally well. That gives them a certain joy and a certain satisfaction that the mediocre person I don't see having. To the mediocre person, doing an average piss-poor job is good enough. And that just doesn't cut it if you want to be successful. Also, successful people have vision. They are visionaries. This means that they can see a big, bright picture of what the future should look like. For them, for their life, for their followers, for their business partners, for their customers. They see into the future. That's a very powerful skill to develop. Also, they're leaders. Because they have this vision, now they lead people. And they don't necessarily need to be leading millions of people. There are successful people who lead very few people. But nevertheless, they are leaders. Because what they're doing fundamentally is they're carving their own path through life. And they are on the cutting edge of their field. And they're not content to just be followers. They don't just pick someone to follow and then follow that person to success. No, they do a bit of that, but ultimately they have to break off from anyone they followed in their life, and then they have to break off on their own and do it themselves, their own way. And that usually means some new unique way that hasn't been done before. That's where the iconoclasm comes in. That's where the clever thinking comes in. See, all these points, they all synergize together. One requires the other in many cases. Also, I've found that successful people are intuitive, more so than the average person. They know how to use their intuition. They are guided by their heart and by their gut, more than just by their logical mind. They're right brain thinkers. They're holistic thinkers. They can take in and assess multiple variables in a kind of a complex, holistic way. And then they can get this kind of like big picture view of what needs to be done. And sometimes it just comes as a gut feeling. They don't even know where it comes from, but you know, a good entrepreneur, he just gets this gut feeling that, okay, we need to enter this new marketplace, or we need to change our marketing this way, or we need to launch this new product that nobody says people would want, but I just feel like the market wants this product. And then they end up being right because they're using that intuition there. Also, successful people are decisive. This is a huge point. Most mediocre people are highly indecisive. They don't know how to choose between this career or that career, this major or that major. I have 10 different majors. Which major should I choose? Or I can go into 5 different lines of business. Which one should I choose? Or I can go do this career or that career. Which one should I choose? Most people really hesitate there. They don't make a firm decision, and they're not clear about what they really want in life. And so they get just that. They get a muddled result, a mediocre result. If you want an excellent result, you need to be very, very crystal clear about what you want. And that's what successful people manage to do. Also, they don't do what they do because of the money. If you think that you're going to become successful because you're putting money first, and money is your top priority and your top goal, and that this will motivate you to become successful, well, you're really putting the cart before the horse. And you've got this whole equation backwards. And you're actually selling yourself short, and you will be far less successful than you could have otherwise been. For successful people, it's not about the money. Sure, money can come as a byproduct. In fact, lots of money can come as a byproduct. But that's not why they do what they do. Successful people are motivated because they want to impact the world. They want to have a positive contribution to society. Maybe because they've got a big ego and they've got a lot of pride and they want to grow and expand and aggrandize that ego, which is not necessarily a very healthy drive, but still, that's superior to being driven by money alone. And of course, most successful people, they just love the actual work that they do. They're passionate about it. So it comes more or less naturally to them, not because of money. Also, successful people are focused, highly focused. They are able to select one field or domain and invest years of time and build up a lot of experience in that one field. Whereas mediocre people, they bounce around and they dabble a lot and they never master any one field because they lack focus. Think of successful people like a laser beam and mediocre people like a diffused light bulb shining in all directions. Also, successful people are ambitious. They have a desire to be the best. Now, this point might sound very similar to the point I made earlier about valuing excellence, but I think there's something unique and different here about this point of ambitiousness. What I see is that to be successful, you have to have a sense of ambition. It's like you want to rise to the top. It's almost an ego thing. And I'm not saying it's necessarily the healthiest drive, but there's this kind of desire to be the best, to be at the top of your field, to be the one who accomplishes something really great and extraordinary. That's what we call ambition. You need that in order to actually rise to the top. Because how can you compete with other ambitious people if you yourself are not ambitious? It's not going to work. Also, successful people have a rapid speed of implementation, which means that as soon as they hear an idea or they have a great idea, they go off and they immediately start to implement that idea. They don't just sit around and philosophize and theorize and do armchair philosophy with their social circle. They don't just talk about it. They actually go out and do it. They implement it. They have a bias towards action rather than sitting and thinking. Because when you sit and think a lot, you get into paralysis by analysis, right? And if you get into that situation, then you're not actually out there doing stuff, which means that you're not actually creating success. So they avoid that trap. And a lot of mediocre people, they do the whole paralysis by analysis thing. And they also sit around and they just kind of like mull over ideas for years without actually doing anything. Also, I find successful people are opinionated. They have firm and strong opinions because they have firm and strong values and beliefs because, of course, they are decisive. And the other point that goes along with this is that they have a spine. Successful people have a spine, which means that they stand up for themselves and their values and their beliefs and their ideas. They don't just meekly sit in a corner while everybody else is out there talking and implementing and, you know, taking charge. They're the ones who stand up and take charge. It's the mediocre people that sit in a corner and just kind of quietly think about their own values and ideas and never have the courage to stand up and fight for what they really believe in. It's quite important. Because if you don't have spine, then what'll happen is that other people will just overpower you. Institutions, popular culture, your friends, the media, all this kind of stuff will just come in there and overpower you. And you will never have a chance. It'll be like a tidal wave just kind of hitting you and knocking you down to the ground. You have a very firm spine. Also, successful people are optimistic and hopeful. Fundamentally, they believe in themselves. They believe that they can. And they believe that people around them can. And they believe that society can. Now, this is a subtle point, which is different from depression. So when I say optimistic and hopeful, I don't mean that this is to the exclusion of depression. A lot of successful people are actually quite depressed. A lot of successful people kill themselves from depression. But I still think that fundamentally they're hopeful because they still believe, at least in some capacity, that either they can do it or somebody else can do it, or they have some kind of positive outlook in the sense that, like, well, they believe in science, or they believe in technology, or they believe in the arts, or they believe in the power of writing, or they believe in the power of humanity to reform itself. Something hopeful like that. Because if you can't believe in any of these things and you can't believe in yourself, then how are you going to accomplish anything? You're not going to become successful if you don't honestly believe that you can become successful. You have to have at least that much hope. Even if you're depressed. Depression is kind of a separate issue. Also, successful people are courageous, which means that they're willing to act in the face of fear. It doesn't mean that they don't have fear. They have plenty of fear. But the difference is that they're going to act even though they're afraid. They don't let the fear paralyze or stop them or scare them away. Also, successful people value knowledge and learning in some capacity. It doesn't necessarily need to be book smarts. It could be street smarts. It could be learning from your coworkers, or learning in a social environment, or learning from brute trial and error experience. But they have to value learning and knowledge, because without learning and knowledge, you're not going to get very far. You're not going to master anything. You're not going to be able to develop technical skills, and you're not going to be good at anything. So you have to value knowledge and learning, at least in some capacity, at least within your field, if not across the board. Successful people are willing to endure the cost, and they're willing to make sacrifices to get success. Success comes with certain sacrifices in many cases. Not always, don't make it a limiting belief, but there generally are sacrifices. People who work hard and long usually don't have as much fun, they don't socialize as much, they don't have as much sex, they don't party as much, they don't drink as much, they don't do a lot of entertaining stuff as much, they don't spend as much time with family. Their relationships could suffer. All of these things are sacrifices that successful people are willing to make. And when it comes down to a choice between all these things and success, they will select success. Whereas to mediocre people, usually this trade-off goes the other way. They would rather have the socializing and the partying and the fun and the entertainment and the relationships than success. And that's exactly usually what they get. Also, successful people are highly self-motivated. Intrinsically motivated versus extrinsically motivated. Intrinsic motivation means that you're fueled from the inside. Nobody has to kick you in the ass to tell you what to do. You do it yourself. You kick yourself in the ass. And this is where successful people can actually turn this into a neurosis, is that they actually beat themselves up too much. They guilt themselves too much. They push themselves too hard. Then they have a heart attack or something like this, or they burn out. But they have this very strong self-motivation streak. Also, successful people are long-term thinkers. They think 10 years down the road, not just 1 year down the road the way most people do. You have to be a long-term thinker in order to be successful, because to be successful, you need to spend at least 5 or 10 years developing some sort of proficiency or excellence in some kind of field. How are you going to do that if you don't plan 5, 10 years down the road? It's almost impossible. Which is why mediocre people struggle so much with this, is because they only think 1 year down the road, if even that far. And so they're not able to master basically anything of value. And so they have nothing of value to offer to the world. And so the world offers them no success back in return. I also find that successful people are pragmatic. What does this mean? This means they're practical. They're more practical than they are ideological or idealistic. They don't just sit and espouse, you know, grand theories of politics or religion and business and all this kind of stuff. You know, all the theories, those are nice. But when you actually go out into the real world and you try to create real success and real results, you realize very quickly that if you're not willing to be pragmatic and align yourself to the realities of the marketplace, the realities of the political climate, the realities of the time you're living in, the realities of the organization you're trying to create change in, then nothing happens. All your wishful thinking and all your philosophies and theories, they mean very little if you're not willing to be pragmatic, if you're not willing to compromise certain elements of your ideology to get stuff pushed through. Sometimes this means compromising your integrity a little bit in favor of pushing something through. Not always will you get it your way. Not always will the perfect scenario just materialize for you, and this is exactly how it's going to be, and it's going to be the perfect movie, the perfect project, you know, the perfect business situation, the perfect loan, the perfect financing. Rarely do you get the perfect when you're trying to achieve something big. Usually you have to cut corners and you have to make sacrifices there. And this requires a willingness to be practical versus ideological. And lastly, successful people work for themselves. Now, this point is interesting because certainly there are a lot of successful people who are not just self-employed. So I don't mean that all successful people are self-employed, even though many are. What I mean is, even if they're working for an organization or they're working in the government, if they're successful, they're not working for the government or for the organization. They're really working for themselves within the government or within the organization. They're fundamentally advancing their own agenda, not the organization's agenda. People who are loyal to the organization's agenda, usually they're like cogs in the machine. And they don't make it very far. They don't make the best leaders. The best leaders are a little bit egotistical, and they're a little bit narcissistic, and they're a little bit selfish. And these qualities turn out to be effective when you're trying to rise to the top. Those are the 27 points. How did you compare? Take a look, write them down, make a list of notes, and then maybe you can even make a little assessment and just see, rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How good are you on each one of these 27 points? And I guarantee that if you're good across the board, and you only miss a couple of them, then you're in line for big success in your life. And if you're missing many of these, then you're going to struggle with success a lot. A lot, a lot. The good news is that all this stuff is changeable. You can work on all this stuff through self-actualization work, which is what this channel is about. My videos are about all this. So if any of these points you find like you're really deficient in and you need to work on your self-motivation, or you need to work on your pragmatism, or you need to work on your courage, or you need to work on your passion, all of these things, I have videos that talk about how to do this kind of stuff. So search around, find them. And if I don't have them, you know, there's books that have been written about this. All this stuff is well-known and well-studied. So don't fret. Don't feel like just because you don't have one of these characteristics that you're stuck and you're screwed and that's it. It's not it. There's much, much, much that you can do. But here, I just wanted to give you a quick summary of what it takes to really be successful. All right, that's it. I'm signing off. Please click the like button for me. Post your comments down below. Share this video with a friend. And lastly, come to actualize.org right here. Check out my website. You can browse all the videos there. I have a free newsletter. Subscribe. You can stay on board with all the new material that I'm going to be releasing in the months to come. And also, I just released a new forum, the actualize.org forum, which is a community of people who are really into self-actualization. These people can help you to find the resources you're looking for. They can help answer questions for you. You can also contribute to the community yourself. If you have some good wisdom, you know, some golden nuggets to share, they would appreciate that. So it's a free community. Go check it out. There's already 2,000 people there that we got in just under a week. So that one's going to be growing and it's going to be big. And I look forward to seeing you there. I chime in there and I answer questions there myself. So I look forward to seeing you sign up and stay on my newsletter, and I'll see you soon with more videos.